This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you might be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The pepperoni or cheese pizza, the barbacoa fajita bowl, the chicken taco trio with rice, chicken pizza calzone, the cherry tomato and cucumber cup, and don't forget the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in Meeting of San Francisco Schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to extend the deadline to file claims against the company for damages suffered from a series of wildfires here in California by 2 months. Lawyers for the victims have asked to extend the original deadline of October 21st, saying that tens of thousands of people are still eligible to receive payments from PG&E, many wildfire survivors still traumatized and struggling to get back on their feet were not aware of their right to file a claim. An attorney for PG&E said yesterday the deadline will be extended to December 31st to increase participation. A new date must be still approved by a judge. The utility has set aside $8.4 billion to pay wildfire victims as part of its bankruptcy plan. The Kincade Fire in north and east Sonoma County is winding down. 77,758 acres have burned. That's over 121 square miles. The blaze is now 82% contained. Don't forget, San Francisco voters, today is Election Day. KALW News has assembled two-minute election briefs and interviews with many of the candidates for mayor and district attorney, as well as the many city propositions. Just go to KALW.org and click on San Francisco Midterms. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from iDrive. Continuing cloud backup for full system backup and on-site iDrive appliance to protect PCs, Macs, and servers from data loss due to crashes and ransomware at iDrive.com/NPR. Partly cloudy in the morning, becoming sunny, areas of fog in the morning, highs in the upper 50s to the lower 70s, with north winds up to 10 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of November, 2019. It is Election Day here in San Francisco. It's the 309th day of the year, 56 days until the end of the year, 46 days until winter begins, 119 days until primaries, and 364 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 6:40. The sun will set at 5:06 this afternoon. We have 10 hours and 26 minutes of daylight. The only low tide of the day will be at 12:52. Solar transit will be at 11:53. The final high tide at the Golden Gate at 6:08 tonight. The moon is 62.1% visible. A waxing gibbous moon will have a full moon on Tuesday the 12th. That's a week from tonight. Today is American Football Day, Bank Transfer Day, Commercial TV Broadcast Day, National Donut Appreciation Day. Just appreciate them. Don't eat them. Just appreciate them. National Gunpowder Day, National Love Your Red Hair Day. Today is also Colon Day in Panama, Guy Fawkes Day. On this day in 1605, Guy Fawkes is arrested for trying to blow up a big building, an important building, with gunpowder. It's also the West Country Carnival in West Country. Cinco de Noviembre in Negros, Philippines. Today, if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Eugene V. Debs, Walter Gieseking, Roy Rogers, Vivian Lee, Ike Turner, Elka Summer, Art Garfunkel, Sam Shepard, Graham Parsons, Armin Shimerman, Vandana Shiva, Bill Walton, Joyce Maynard, Tilda Swinton, and Tatum O'Neill. On this day in history, in 1955, after being destroyed in World War II, the rebuilt Vienna State Opera reopens with a performance of Beethoven's Fidelio. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org.